Finally today, they're big, they're wide, they're definitely not your grandfather's all-terrain vehicles. The new generation of ATVs can carry up to four passengers, and some have air conditioning. Dealers say the so-called side-by-sides are getting more popular, but concerns are also growing about the impact these wide vehicles are having on Maine's trail system and the people who use it. AJ Higgins has more.
The Kawasaki Terex 4 side-by-side all-terrain vehicle has plenty of power and can carry its operator and three passengers up steep hills and cruise along trails at speeds of 45 to 50 miles per hour. On this trip, the ATV's owner, Derek Martin, allows me behind the wheel as he guides us along the 12-foot-wide Down East Sunrise Trail that stretches 87 miles from Ellsworth to Callis. At one point, just off the trail, we reach a grassy hill that descends sharply, and it's unsettling to be heading down without actually seeing what's below. Martin assures me there's nothing to worry about.
I don't have to hit this at any particular speed.
No, not one bit. These things are really geared. They got lockers in them, and they're meant for this.
Okay, that was fun.
Martin says recent trail upgrades have created a comfortable ride leading into the city of Ellsworth, but there are points where encounters with bikers, hikers, riders on horseback, or other ATVers require caution.
So you kind of got to sight a long ways out and kind of see if somebody's on there and let them pass. But yeah, there's definitely some raised sections of the trail where passing somebody even slowly could become a very dangerous situation.
With its cushioned shocks and nimble suspension system, the 62-inch wide vehicle comfortably negotiates the hilly terrain. But trails in Maine are often more narrow than that. In fact, ATVs operating on trails located on private property cannot exceed 60 inches in width. While the publicly owned Down East Sunrise Trail has no such restriction, Derek's father, Hazen Martin, says the wider ATVs can run into trouble as they move to the shoulder of the trail when approaching oncomers.
What happens is people get in the loose gravel on the edges of the trail, and it's just like being on ice, and they'll lose control of their vehicle. Keep your tires out of the loose gravel. Make your top speed 30 or 35. You can do 60. You can do 70. But you will pay a price eventually.
And trail maintenance groups, meanwhile, say they are hearing some negative reports about problem ATVs.
We will occasionally hear from someone who will write us and complain that Zoom went by and, you know, dust everywhere and noise, and what are you going to do about it?
Stephen Reese, president of the Down East Sunrise Trail Coalition, says complaints reported on the trail are evaluated by the coalition, and when necessary, the Maine Warden Service will intervene.
We just don't jump to the conclusion that that particular user was somehow violating law or regulation. I mean, you have to give the benefit of the doubt and then have it proven otherwise.
On the upside, some members of the business community in Ellsworth welcome the ATV traffic brought in by the expansion of the Down East Sunrise Trail into the downtown. Among them is Cooper Friend, the owner of Friend & Friend Power Sports, which is also seeing a surge in sales of side-by-side ATVs.
As far as the community, I think it's been a huge impact. Our business has been a terrific impact.
Friend says many of the side-by-sides manufactured today remain within the 60-inch width range, allowing them to operate legally on privately owned trails. Still, as vehicles become wider and wider, and with the state registering some 70,000 ATVs every year, some suggest that new size restrictions may be in order. State Representative Danny Martin, a former Fish and Wildlife Commissioner, says he plans to meet with ATV clubs later this summer to discuss possible legislation. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm AJ Higgins.